Wisconsin's other Super Bowl. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This is the showdown. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker made no secret when he ran for office that he would cut the cost of government. Well, you can't do that without firing government employees, unless you keep the employees and cut their benefits.
If we were failed to make these changes, it would be the equivalent of anywhere from 5,500 to 6,000 state employees that would have to be laid off.
The budget fix that deals with money, we will be happy to talk about, but we haven't been asked.
Mary Bell, the head of the Wisconsin Teachers Union, who says her members are quite willing to give their pound of flesh, but the governor wants all their internal organs.
That would literally strip all collective bargaining rights from all public workers in the state of Wisconsin.
The governor would even require union members to hold an annual vote to recertify their union. On Wisconsin Public Radio, a reporter, who is a state employee, by the way, asked the governor straight out.
Would you like to see Wisconsin become a right-to-work state? For me, I'm only interested in balancing my budget, getting the state going again.
Did he answer that question? I'm not sure. So now it's down to whether Wisconsin state workers are angry enough to camp out in Liberation Square for the duration. I think there is one thing we can all agree on.
We'll remember in November.
It's refreshing to see an angry crowd chanting words we can actually understand.
Kill the bill.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.